I am Barbara Pascoff, co-author of Over 60 Shades of Grey, and what is it, Mind Games and Soporifics. Carol? Yeah.
Under the Over 60 Shades of Grey umbrella, Mind Games and Soporifics, which is a large print puzzle book, and it has cartoons in it that are black and white so that people can color, and that is the soporific portion.
And I know people are going to say, what's a soporific? And you say to that...
Look it up. What else do you have to do?
I am really glad to see you ladies aren't going quietly into that good night, as they say. You are still active. You're still creative. And what was the thinking behind coming up with this Mind Games book?
Carol, take it away.
It's the idea of keeping your mind active. And I love to do puzzles, and it keeps you sharper. It makes you think. It makes you make these little connections. And I like that idea. And I thought, you know, I wonder how it would be to try to put some puzzles together. So we put together some puzzles. But then what I loved about the original book, Over 60 Shades of Grey, is mm-hmm. the fact that we put cartoons in it. So I decided to take some pictures. There's one picture of Barbara and I from our book launch, but some pictures and cartoons, and make them black and white and blow them up so that people could color them, because that's another thing that is very relaxing, coloring. And, you know, after all of this mental stimulation of doing puzzles, we thought it would be nice to be able to bring it back down into a zen area and relax by coloring.
I like that. And your sleep tips and all of that, it really made me laugh as it stretched my brain. So I think you accomplished that. One other thing, ageism.
I think it's terrible. I think when I was in my 50s, I noticed it then. And it's very isolating. People, they say that, you know, here I feel old and I feel marginalized, and even the younger people are starting to say that. There is ageism in work. There is ageism in just daily conversation with people. It's very discriminating.
But the problem is that in order to fight ageism, you have to reach much younger people and tell them that, you know, you're going to be in this boat someday. So if we want to stop this from happening, it has to start with younger people. When they look at somebody who's elderly, to say to themselves, you know, I'm going to have patience. I'm not going to talk to them in a condescending way. I'm going to be more positive. But as well, it depends on the older person, too. They have to remain engaged. They have to keep up with the news. They have to make a little bit of effort, because when you get older and you get a little bit more tired and a little bit more relaxed, you sort of, you know, you relax a little too much and you don't put yourself out there.
In addition to that, I'd like to say that it is also up to the senior, the older person, to speak out, to defend yourself if need be. If somebody is speaking to you in a disparaging way, it's very important for your self-respect and dignity to say, just like in network news, no, I'm not going to take this anymore. I mean, we're not victims. Don't make yourself a victim.
While I agree with you about speaking up and your opinions mattering and all of this, have you noticed, though, that it may not have as much to do with age as we think, because nobody seems to care about anybody else's opinions except theirs these days?
That's the truth.
You know? So, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, well, we're talking about just no respect for people in general today.
Yeah.
I find that very, very distasteful and unsettling. But it is what it is, and it's up to the people that have manners to say, to speak out.
Yes, yes. You can't just let people get away and walk all over you. You just can't do it.
I think people are so concerned and so button-lipped not to start anything. Yeah. But you have to speak up. Speaking up is important, but there's a way of speaking out. You do not have to scream to be heard.
I like how you say also one of your ageism tips is embrace your age and be positive about it. I like that very much. Lots of pluses.
We had read something that somebody said, when he gives his age, he doesn't say, "Hi, I'm 68. He might say, "Hi, I'm 28 with 40 years of experience." And that's how people should think of their age, that you're not getting older, you're getting wiser, you're getting more experience. There's a wealth, a lifetime of memories and knowledge and news inside of you. So we're not losing value. We're actually gaining value with every year we live.
We might forget some of it, but, you know, give us a couple of minutes and we'll be there. We'll kind of remember it in a minute or two. But like Carol used to say, and she still does, with there's so much information we have, it's like a file cabinet. I think, Carol, you better than I can explain that.
That when you buy a new file cabinet, it's empty, and maybe you put a file in it, it's got a piece of paper in it, and it slowly builds, but it's easy to find everything. By the end of your lifetime, your file cabinet is jammed full. Every folder is full. Some of the papers have been misplaced, so it takes a little bit longer to find what you need.
Before you digitize, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I wanted to ask you, too, about your sleep habits. First of all, do both of you sleep well?
I used to.
Yeah? What happened? And when did it start happening?
Gee whiz. When did it? That's a very good question, because I can go back. I would say, well, listen, I know we're on the air, but if I drink wine, I have no sleep.
Yeah.
It's tough. I wake up. But I think in my late 50s, I started to notice a change. I would wake up at 3 o'clock and find it difficult to get back to sleep. Now, even though Carol and I have written in the book over 60 Shades of Grey hints as to how to help you go back to sleep, oftentimes for me, it really doesn't, it doesn't help. I think, what is it, Carol? There's a hormone decrease. There are so many.
The need to get up more often to go
to
the bathroom.
Mm. I mean, there's just a lot of external stimuli that goes on, particularly in my head, in my thoughts. I find it very difficult to just get into that zen and say, well, I'm going off to La La Land, because here's a perfect example. Today I was up at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Why was I up at 4 o'clock? So I play Scrabble on or Words with Friends.
Yeah, yeah. You seem to have a good conscience. It's not like you're going over anything that you regretted in your life or anything like that, is it?
Not me.
No.
Good.
Not at all. I mean, I always say to Carol, and I say, and I remind my husband, let me tell you, I said, I am such a good person. I have no regrets. I do not have a guilty conscience about anything. Sure. Are there things that I would like to redo? And if I was younger, gee, I would have done then what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I think you need the age and the wisdom to be able to look at that and discover that.
Yeah. How about you,
but
Carol?
I have no regrets as far as that's concerned. I'm regretting getting older.
How about you, Carol?
Do
you?
I don't want to drop that either, so I'm telling you, I have to get older.
Do you have trouble sleeping, Carol?
Not usually. I wake up a lot during the night, but if I find that I can't fall back to sleep, I get up and I read. Now, there are books. I do read on a Kindle app. So there are books that I have started to read that are very boring, and I skip over them and I start another book.
Yeah.
If I'm very, very tired and I can't go back to sleep, I go to one of the boring books, and reading a boring book will really put you to sleep. So that's my remedy.
I like that.
I give Carol the first book I try to write. She could fall asleep to that within 2 minutes.
What was the first book? Great.
Urban Eulogies.
Oh, Suburban eulogies. You have to bring that back. Maybe have Carol help you.
Well, she did, as a matter of fact. Carol and I was working on a second book, and once a week, Carol would come over, and we would edit. We would have dinner at my house. We would edit. It was really fun.
That was the very beginning of our relationship. That's when
nice.
We first met. That's what cemented the friendship. The book was never published, but the friendship was.
Were you brutal in your assessments, Carol?
No, I'm not the brutal in your face.
No, you're not that type.
I'm laid back. I'll give some, guidance, but I'm never confrontational.
No, she's not. Carol is very careful and kind.
Like an amoeba.
No. I get that, though. That comes through. Well, I love the book Mind Games and Soporifics. What are your plans now?
It's on Amazon along with, Over 60 Shades of Grey and on BarnesandNobles.com.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it's a great idea, and you guys are so inspirational. Thank you for writing this, and thank you for being in touch. Best of luck.
Listen, you are inspirational. Like I said months ago, I have been listening to you for years. I have admired you, respected you. You are one of the best.
Oh,
truly
man.
One of the best.
I love talking to you guys.